A recent study by the Public Policy Forum of Milwaukee concluded that Wisconsin's many workforce development programs may not be organized in the most effective manner. At a forum luncheon yesterday, State Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman said various things are being planned in cooperation with the foundation, the National Governors Association, and other groups.
Some of them, I think, have to be realigning and redirecting the dollars that we are now spending. And goodness knows this is not going to be an easy time to secure new dollars, but the governor is going to ask us and have common outcomes that we're measuring for.
The study also found that Wisconsin gets 83% of its workforce development funding from the federal government, suggesting that limits the flexibility of state programs. The CEO of South Milwaukee-based manufacturer Bucyrus Erie says there are requests into the federal government for waivers of certain restrictions. Tim Sullivan also says Wisconsin could convince more firms to spend more on training if the state would put up more. He says that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
You know, the state of Pennsylvania put up $20 million in this year's budget for training, and they challenged business to come in with their own funding as well to match some of these programs that were put out there. Business will step up.
Latest figures show there are 700,000 Wisconsin workers with only a high school diploma or less, and getting more of them trained could help ease a skilled labor shortage. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.